We're going to talk to Pharaoh Brown right this second. Pharaoh, week one, you get the victory against Jacksonville. Let's face it, the doubters didn't expect much from your team. How sweet was that week one victory for you guys?
It was awesome being able to come out there with fans in the stadium and play a real game. We've been going against each other in training camp all week, so to be able to just hit some other guys that's not our guys was an amazing, and it's always great to get a win at this level.
Pharaoh, when you talk about the success you guys had, it all starts obviously with your quarterback, Tyrod Taylor, and when we look at Tyrod Taylor over the course of his career, I think the intangibles are lost. This is a guy that was a leader in your huddle. You could see he not only took charge of plays, but you know what? He seems to have that level of trust and believability by his teammates, and no one knows that better than you, in the fact that it was not just what he did when the ball was in his hands. It was the way he put you guys in a position to be successful throughout the game.
For sure. I mean, Tyrod, I think this is, what, 11, 12 years in the league? I mean, we all know, we all been around the game. You just don't get those, you just don't accumulate that many years without being great at your craft. Tyrod is, he's a leader, and everybody's seen that, and he's been a leader. He's a great quarterback. He has talent. He's smart, and he commands offense, and that's why he's been playing at this high level for so many years, because he does have that. And it's a great opportunity to be playing with somebody like that.
Houston Texans tight end Pharaoh Brown, our guest on the Killer Bees. And Pharaoh, I gotta ask. You know, different coaching staff. David Culley's here now. How are you seeing the changes in culture within this organization? How has it improved for the better?
I think it improved. I mean, they hold everybody accountable from day one, from OTAs. They installed, you know, they wanted us to be tough. They wanted us to be mentally tough, physically tough. And he demanded that, and he's been very consistent. And I think that's all you can ask for is just consistency and being held accountable. And the guys bought in, the guys, and you're seeing results, you know?
Pharaoh, I got to ask this because it was the number one story for a team that I thought wasn't giving enough of a storyline to the roster you guys had in the locker room this whole season. And I said at a certain point the Deshaun Watson distraction is going to take its toll on the players, who are going to be busting their butts on the actual field week in, week out, and they get tired of answering the questions. Is there a certain point where you guys just say, all right, enough is already with the Deshaun stuff. Let's talk about the 2021 Houston Texans.
Yeah, I think that was a big offseason thing. I mean, obviously, he's going through some tough things, but I don't think it never was a distraction. I mean, everybody's supportive of Deshaun here, you know, no matter what. And I don't think it's really a distraction. I think that was just the story, because it wasn't too many stories to be told, you know, in the offseason. But now we're playing games, you know what I mean? that's kind of out of the players' hands. And it's a business, and nobody really makes that decision other than the front office. So I think with the players, it's not a distraction at all. He comes in, he does his job, he does what's asked of him, and he's a pro about it. I mean, it's unfortunate, but, you know, the only thing you can do is control what you can control, and I think that's what's great about our locker room. I think that's what's great about our team, that everybody understands that, and that's why we're able to function.
Houston Texan tight end Pharaoh. Oh, sorry, Pharaoh. Pharaoh Brown joining us on the Killer Bees. And Pharaoh, I guess if you were to poll this city, one thing that Houston Texans fans kind of rub them the wrong way is the presence of Jack Easterby. How much of a presence does he have?
You said, what was that?
The presence of Jack Easterby. Does he have a big one there in that locker room?
Yeah, I mean, he's a part of our front office. And he's helped bring in Coach Culley and Nick, which they all... You know, it's a team effort. Everybody matters in the organizations. I mean, I didn't know. I mean, Jack's a great guy. I have nothing. I don't know why people think that or whatever they think, or the fans. But I mean, at this level, man, it's like conditional, man. So I know he might take a lot of slack in the media and stuff, but inside his locker room, he's a great guy that everybody leans on. And I wouldn't change that. And hopefully the fans can see that and get on board, you know?
Well, we're talking about get on board, Farrell. How much of it, you know, we heard Mark Ingram. We heard some players say they hear the noise from outside that aren't giving you guys much of a chance this season. Other players say they tune it out. But it seems like you've got a really good locker room right now and a good coaching staff. And it seems like the one thing that's noticeable is y'all have a chip on your shoulder for one reason or another. What's it going to take to get respectability for this team? Is it the Browns game coming up? Is it the fact that if you could be 2-1 after 3 weeks because of Carolina, or when you play teams like the Browns or the Bills, that you show that you belong and you can hang with them?
I mean, for me, it's not just one game. You know, this is a long season. We've seen teams start off 4-0 and not make the playoffs. I think what's best for us is just focusing on us and taking it one week at a time, taking it one game at a time. And I believe that we just show consistent growth and improvement through the week, learning from the mistakes because we didn't play a clean game on either side of the ball this past week. So I think just learning from the mistakes and getting better each week. By the time week 17, week 18 roll around, I believe that we'll be right where we should be at, you know, right in the heat of it. So I don't think it's just one game that's going to make or break the season. I just think it's us getting better and learning from our mistakes and just continue to just play clean, smart football.
Farrell Brown joining us on the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5. I thought he had a breakout performance in week one. He was flat-out stud, and he's somebody that could potentially be here long-term. And Farrell, going back home, born in Cleveland, you head to Cleveland this weekend. How much family you have there, and what are you expecting to see from the Browns on Sunday?
I'm expecting to see the same guys that I was with there.
Yeah.
I was just with the Browns last year in training camp, so I'm expecting a great environment. Being from Cleveland, I've seen the rough times that the Browns organization is going through. So I know those fans are going to be excited to come out there. They have believed that this is like a Super Bowl year for them. So I'm expecting a great game, man, for all four quarters. And I can't wait. I have a bunch of family coming, so I'm super excited.
All right, Farrell, I'm going to see where you're at right now with your broadcasting career for your future. If I ask you this question, I'm going to see if you're going to give me the standard answer or if you're going to give me the honest answer. You're going back to Cleveland. You got to maybe, do you have a little bit of the red ass to send a message to your previous team to go, this is what you missed. I really want to show this team that what you swung and missed on was your mistake, my gain, and that you have a little extra something because you're playing a team that you used to be with?
I never try to get too high. Like I say all the time, like, I just want to go out there and be fair. And I think that's enough. I think that would be enough every time. So I don't get too high on the situations. I think they know everybody in that organization loved me. Andrew Berry had a baby, and I messaged him congratulating him on that. So there's no hard feelings that way. You know, sometimes stuff just don't work out at this level, and there's no hard feelings. But they know I'm going to bring it, I'm pretty sure, and I just can't wait to get out there. But I don't get too high on the moment. I just go out there and be myself every time.
Well, Farrell, thanks for hopping on. Great game in week one, and looking forward to see what the rest of the season has in store for you.
Okay, I appreciate it. Did that pass? Can I get an internship?
Yes, sir. That passes. We look forward to having you a member of the ESPN 97.5 family this offseason.
You should see how we treat our interns, though.
Yep. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Farrell Brown, Houston Texan tight end.